are one win away from getting back to the World Series. That's right. Yankees 8-6 win over the Cleveland Guardians, beating the series right now, winning the series right now 3-1 off of the bats of Giancarlo Stanton, Juan Soto, Gleyber Torres. I know it doesn't feel perfect because, I mean, the Yankees have found a way to make you grab your chest every time they're on the mound, every time a ball's hit, what defensive miscue is going to happen. But it doesn't make a difference because they still win. They're winning. And they are one win away from getting back to where the whole goal was going into the season was World Series. The pressure was on when Brian Cashman went out and got Juan Soto. It was World Series or bust. And they are one step away from getting back to the World Series since 2009. Remember, that's the last time they've been in the World Series, 2009. The Yankees are one game away. And now, like I said, it has not been perfect, but it doesn't make a difference because as long as you win, as long as you find a way to get a big hit, listen, it's the playoffs. Anything can happen. These teams are feisty. The Guardians are feisty. They're fighting back. But you have to have players who come up in big spots and get those big hits. And listen, good for Anthony Rizzo, because as much as we're going to knock him, and we probably will for the entire evening, the entire morning, I should say, the fact that Anthony Rizzo's defense has gone down the tubes. He is not a gold glove elite first baseman anymore. I mean, there's been so many misplays at first base from Anthony Rizzo. But to start that ninth inning with a base hit, to recover with a base hit, to get on base, and then get the chains moving. You have to give your props to Anthony Rizzo on that. Because it's just as easy to get in your head and say, oh man, I had a defensive miscue and let me go have a terrible at bat. You can bring it right back on the field. But no, Anthony Rizzo with a huge bat, at bat, getting on base and starting that ninth inning rally, which eventually the Yankees put in two and then, you know, get to the bullpen, get to Canley, and he closes it out, which is, I guess, listen, there it's a closer by committee with the Yankees. There's just no one guy. And that's fine. That's the playoffs. It's the next man up. And Luke Weaver's not available because he's pitched too much. You listen to Aaron Boone after the game, basically saying maybe one batter Luke Weaver could pitch to. Maybe. We save him for one guy. And you needed to find a way to finish out this game. And you went to Thomas Canley. Clay Holmes didn't work. Jake Cousins didn't work. I mean, we'll go through the laundry list of things that didn't work. But in the end, you know what did? Giancarlo Stanton's bat. I mean, that guy is phenomenal. He is now, in this playoff series, in this playoff run so far, 4 home runs. Giancarlo Stanton, a guy that everyone's like, sit him. Get him out of here. Doesn't need to play. Take some space. He has 3 home runs this series. Big home runs. He, in game 3, followed up with a back-to-back. He had to judge it a home run. Gave one of his own. But today's shot, the moonshot. Another bomb by Giancarlo Stanton, who, again, just shows up in the biggest spots in the playoffs. The last 25 games, he has 13 home runs in the playoffs. 13 home runs and 30 RBIs in his last 25 playoff games. That's called a stud. That's called a prime time player. That's called someone in the biggest moments shows up. You could sit there all season long and complain about Giancarlo Stanton and say how, God, what is he doing? He can't run the bases. He can't do this. He can't do that. He can't field. You know what he does? He wins you ball games in the playoffs. He gets you to that next step. He gets you to the World Series. And now he has help. He's got a guy like Juan Soto who, you know, talk about last night or Thursday night having a sucker punch, losing to the Guardians, getting walked off, and starts the game off with a two-run home run. I mean, that is the way to start the game. That is a way to say that we are fully recovered. Games happen and you brush it off. And you got to tip your cap to Juan Soto and the rest of the offense for really coming through. Listen, there's been some bats that just can't wake up, and that's okay because you're still winning. You want to see more out of Aaron Judge in a game where it's 8-6, the final. You want to see more production from Aaron Judge, but it doesn't make a difference because they won. That's all that matters. That's all that you care about. We'll talk about Luis Gil going out there, pitching four innings. That's okay. Wasn't the best start. But again, first time since September 28th that Luis Gil went out there and pitched a game for the Yankees. And again, I will get to some of my critiques a little bit later on because the way that the bullpen was used and the personnel that was used, I'm scratching my head. But again, there's so many injuries. There's so many people that you can't go to. Ian Hamilton was somebody that you want to rely upon, but he just couldn't. He got hurt yesterday. And they have to go turn to people that maybe they didn't want to. 888-808-1019. But at the end of the day, all that matters is the New York Yankees are one win away from getting back to the World Series. What every Yankee fan has dreamed of, has criticized Brian Cashman and Aaron Boone for not being a good GM, for not being a good manager. They are one win away. It doesn't make a difference how they get there. Just get there. 888-808-1019. Let's get to these phone calls. I want to hear from you guys, from the Yankee fans. How you feeling? Are they wrapping it up to Cleveland? Is this coming back? Is this coming back to Yankee Stadium? 888-808-1019. Again, it's Pete Hoffman with you on the Fan. Ray is in Brooklyn. What's up, Ray?
Hey, Hoff. What's good? You the man right now, man. I'm just happy to talk Yankees on this platform. Thank you for giving me the opportunity, brother. But let me first ask you, let me not be rude. How are you this morning, good sir?
Dude, I'm great, Ray. I mean, how could you complain? Listen, and I've constantly said this over and over and over. I need New York to have a championship. New York needs to hold up, some sort of trophy, and they need to have a huge parade, and we need to celebrate, and we are one game closer to almost getting a team there to give us that trophy at the end of the year.
And I appreciate that perception from you. And check it out. And the WNBA championship won't be good enough, and it's not guaranteed either after what happened today. But let me get to the big, to the important stuff, the major league. So Hop, look, everybody that said that the Yankees have no fight, that the Yankees are boring, where the hell are you now? I want to hear you morons call up. And of course, I'm excluding you from this because you didn't say that. So I'm just prefacing it by saying that, it's mostly Mets fans and it's obvious.
Oh, that's no, Ray. No, I'm not. If you're going to make this about a Yankee Met thing, I'm definitely not going to let you finish, Ray.
Oh, but hold on.
No, don't do it. I'm going to let you know, go. Because you want to know something? This has nothing to do. Celebrate what you just did. Be happy that you are a game away from the World Series. Who cares about if anybody's jealous, if anybody wants to come out and be a troll? Don't care about that garbage. Celebrate. You are that close to getting back to a spot where you haven't been. The Yankees have not been since 2009. Who cares what anybody else has said? It doesn't make a difference. What matters is right now. And right now, the Yankees are up 3-1 in the ALCS. Right now, Carlos Rodon is going to take the mound in Game 5 to go up against Bybee. And Rodon can redeem himself from all the hiccups all season long and go out there and do what he did in the first game of the series and just put up a big old zero and go out there and dominate and keep his tongue in his mouth and go out there and just shut down the Guardians and bring New York back to the World Series. That's what can happen. That's right now. You should be excited about it. You shouldn't have to worry about, oh, well, what about the jealous Mets? Who cares? You just had an epic game, an epic comeback. Listen, you want to talk about some of the best games in baseball this year. The last two games between the Yankees and the Guardians have been some of the best games. It may be sloppy. It may not be perfect. You're looking at bullpen arms that look terrible, but the Yankees just went out and beat the best closer in baseball in Emmanuel Clase, not once, but twice. Back-to-back games, they shoved it down his throat. The best closer in baseball this year. Probably the past couple of years, okay? No, he's not Mariano Rivera. There is no Mariano Rivera. There was one. He wore pinstripes. That's it. But Emmanuel Clase this year allowed 3 runs all season long. The past 2 days, he gave up 4 runs. Okay? That's special. That's something that no one else can say they did. And the Yankees, whether they've been criticized all year about not having clutch hits, how so many bats have gone lifeless, empty, at the right times, they showed up. At the right times, you had the biggest moments. And again, the New York Yankees are 1 game away from going to the World Series. I mean, that's nuts. Where are we at? Don't worry about what anybody else has said. Don't worry about what anybody else has criticized all season long. Who cares? You're there. You are 1 game away. Enjoy it. Take it in. Take it in. It doesn't always happen. 888-808-1019. We'll get back to you. We'll get to your phone calls. We'll get to everything. We'll get to the Mets. We'll get to football. 888-808-1019. It's Pete Hoffman with you on the Fan. But I want to hear from the Yankee fans. Game finished a little while ago, but 1 game away from going to the World Series. How do you feel? 888-808-1019. Pete Hoffman with you on the Fan. Hit me up at HoffWFan. But now, update Pete McCarthy.